Okay, we're on page Reishon Nun Ches. According to my markers, my Dalit. V'yesh in Yonah Yavodis Hashem. Now, up until here, the Nisi B'Shalom was talking about the advantage of the concept of being a servant to Hashem. And now he's going to emphasize where a person needs to tap into their child. Yeshin Yonah Yavodis Hashem. Huh? Yeah. Sh'ikal lo'edom ha'em b'chines im kibonim. There are concepts of Avodas Hashem where the main thing is for a person to awaken their concept of children to Hashem. Midas Ahavas Hashem, the attribute of love of Hashem. K'may kiyum mitzvos aseh, such as the observance of the positive mitzvos. Rachmona libe boye, because when it comes to a mitzvah, Hashem wants the heart in addition to the act. So, along with every observance of a positive mitzvah, sort of la'ir tshukas halev, yahavas Hashem, a person needs to awaken. A person needs to arouse the yearning of the heart, yahavas Hashem, and the love of Hashem, with a hargish sipuk. The person needs to feel a sense of satisfaction. A person needs to feel an unparalleled satisfaction by doing the will of Hashem. Kol shekhem mitzvos ahavas Hashem, and even more so that a person needs to tap into this concept of being children of Hashem when it comes to the actual mitzvah of loving Hashem with veikus Hashem and connecting to Hashem. Sherak is oyer is rikshe ahava v'rishvei shall heves ko yasigena. It is only by arousing the feelings of love and passion to Hashem, only through that can a person achieve these mitzvahs of love and connection to Hashem. Chayin mitzvah Shabbos. It's also the mitzvah when it comes to the observance of Shabbos. Asher oisti beni v'bnei Yisrael, which is a sign between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. V'amru Chazal say, Knesset Yisrael hi ben zugach. It says there in the Medrash that Hashem created every being in the world, male and female, giving each one its pair. And Shabbos came to Hashem and said, I don't have a shidduch. So Hashem said to him, Klal Yisrael will be your mate. So HaShabbos who b'chinas ben zug the Yehudi. Shabbos is considered the mate of the Jew. The person will grow and multiply through the attribute of love and yearning to the Shabbos. We say in the piyut of Kai Echsef, Hashabbos noyam anashamos. Shabbos is the sweetness of the neshama. Vahashvi, on the seventh day of the week, oinig aruchos is the pleasure of the spirit. Ve'eden anefashos. And the and the pleasure for the soul is Adin Yavasekh Yirasekh, to take pleasure in your love and your fear. Even though Shabbos is definitely a day for rest for the body, but in spirituality, it is a day for work, of a very great and holy work. It is an opportune time for a person to grasp the service of Hashem through the attribute of love b'Shabbos Kodesh on Shabbos, in a way that a person is not able to grasp during the week. And the day contributes l'hasig boy gedolus in her tzuris, that the person should be able to grasp great achievements. Always the davar, and the same applies minyanei tefillah when it comes to davening, just in general. Hadarga hagvoya hi, the highest level in davening is sheishpach sichat v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person should pour out their heart before Hashem kiben v'nei aviv, like a child before his father. V'zemeshakich kol kas v'chema, and this is when a person does so, it causes it rests any anger umidas adin hamakatregas, and any attribute of judgment that prosecutes the person. Shem kolba kashos amat naschinim kiben lefnei aviv, since all he's asking for is a gift. As a child would ask a father, even though he is unworthy, it's just because that is the way it is. A father has compassion on a son. And as a father has compassion on a son, so also shall you have compassion upon us. If talking the fun of all the gates are opened before him.
One second.
Chazal say, "Al pasuk v'eschanan al Hashem v'esahi." On the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I pleaded before Hashem at that time." Say Chazal, "Tzadikim avu pishiyesh lahem litlis b'maseim atayvim." The tzadikim, even though they are able to, they would be able to. To ask Hashem for His goodness in the merit of their good deeds, in mevakshim al matnas chinam, all they ask for is a gift. because when a person says I'm deserving, okay, then we'll have to look into it. Are you deserving or not? But if a person says please give me as a father gives a child, but without being deserving. There is no judgment. No prosecution can work against that. You're not saying he's deserving. What can the prosecution possibly say? And on this type of this type of request, that Hashem said, the only way to stop Moshe's request from being fulfilled was to tell Moshe to stop asking. Because had he continued, Hashem would have fulfilled his request.
Do we learn out from this how we should behave as an actual father?
I think that's a given. I don't think he's saying that a person should give their child something that's not good for the child, but something that's good for the child. And the person sees that they're a strong desire for the right thing, and of course. Because Hashem said, if you continue to request with this concept of please give me this as a gift, as a father gives a child, I will have no choice but to fulfill your request. This is the explanation of the words of Chazal. Rabbi Eliezer is Paul Chavdal Tfilas Vleinana. Says Rabbi Eliezer Davin 24 Tfilas, 24 prayers, and they were not fulfilled. Shabbat of Akiva came along to Akiva. He said, Avinu Alkenu. Our father, our king. We have no king other than you. Immediately, his request was fulfilled. What happened here was, because Rabbi Akiva came along and said, my father, my king. He was answered immediately. As soon as a person says, my father, the prosecutors are automatically shut up.
It's the magic word.
Right. That's why we find so many times throughout the davening the term Avinu. Tzadikim explained the Pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Huyukreinu Aviata. Pasuk says, he will call me and say, you are my father. Keli v'tzuri yeshuasi. You are my God. You are the rock of my salvation. So they explain this pasuk. If a Jew asks from Hashem with the term Avi, my father, then all of the justice and the prosecution is sweetened, and the attribute of chesed is aroused. B'chinas keli, which is, that's why the word keli is used after that. Hushem chesed, which is the name, Hashem's name of chesed. B'tzur yeshuasi, my rock of salvation. V'zoichel yeshua, and then the person merits the salvation. As the Shmuel of Slanim said on Nusach, Mesedra Hashanis, on the Nusach and the order of the Hashanis. Mitzchidim of Akshin, first we ask, Ana Hashiana. First we say, please help. After we say, Ana Kelna Hashana Hashiana. Then we say, please Hashem, please help. Then we say, Ana Hashem, Ana, Kelna, Hishana, Vaishiana, Avinu Ata. Then at the end we add the words, you are my father. Shual Darach Mashal, he explained this according to a parable. About Melech Shanasrachim Me'aviv, to a prince that was distanced from his father. Marav Dachke Vitzaroi, and out of his pain and his troubles. Nechnas ben Avoyim, the Bakash Ezra Ma'amelach, he entered into the line of those who came to ask for help from the king. And since the king no longer recognized his son, he gave him the way he gave everybody else. Va'amar, so the son said, please give me more. Shuhani ben Tovim, because I come from an illustrious background. So So and after the king gave him more, the child, he saw the child still, this person still wasn't content. So the king said to him, I gave you so much already. Why aren't you content? So the child started screaming, you're my father. See, that's the order of the Ishanis. We ask Ana Ishiana, please help us. And he says, Ana Kelna Ishana Ishiana, we ask for more. And he says, Ana Kelna Ishana Ishiana Avinu Ata, you're our father. Until finally we say Avinu Ata. When a person has this feeling during davening, if talking in the front of Kloshani Rachmim, all of the gates of compassion are open before him.
So you wonder why he doesn't just say the Father first.
That's my question.
Skip all the other parts.
There must be a reason.
Build up. Well, you also have to build up the giving party, I believe. You have to ease them into the idea.
He's not giving to you in the same way.
What kind of script is that if you just...
I think his point is that he sees, you know, when you finally get to that magic word, then everything opens up. I think that's his point. Plus for a reason, that's probably to say there was feel over there that
it wouldn't, in order to demonstrate that it wouldn't have worked before.
That's right.
And we have to demonstrate
once you say the vino, then it opens right up.
I think that it's a build up for us.
You're right.
Mom
it's a way to build our character.
Give me more. I mean, no. That.
Hashem wants to hear its feelos.
Yeah, usually right, works.
But the no, I'm just saying why we don't start with Avino in that case.
No.
Because there's less.
But mom
there's
said.
Less.
But mom said.
Well, that's even higher.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I usually use more now.
Right away,
but so. Rabbi Ephraim said.
So sometimes you do. Sometimes you do say Avraham.
No, I think that that we feel so distanced. We have distanced ourselves so far that we're that we don't feel comfortable with the Avinu Ata. That's when we develop a little bit of a relationship when we're able to say Avinu Ata.
Maybe he doesn't recognize us until we say that. The recognition doesn't come until we finally reveal ourselves. Same Moshe.
It's not that Hashem knows everything. It's just that it all depends on what we're willing, what kind of relationship we want. And
so to mimic how you.
We're embarrassed to say. We consider ourselves your children because of the way we appear, and that relationship is not going to be. Right?
So how Yosef, he sees his brothers and he recognizes them. He doesn't instantly come out and say, you know, where's that? What's up with my father? It's that build up.
Yeah, dreams you need to fulfill.
Maybe it's a display of ability, not to plow right in and say, "You're my father." I mean. We're not even worthy to be your servants, but thank you for your children.
But you also see it with Yerush was talking about how it was Yosef wasn't immediately brought to Pharaoh. Because had he been immediately brought to Pharaoh, there wouldn't have been there was no greatness there. It had to show that in essence it couldn't happen somewhere else, or couldn't happen some other way with his advisors or whatever it was. And then he was brought. So.
Yep. Okay. Okay. Shleim is avoda. We have there's this marshal that I'm not sure if I it was my own or if I saw it somewhere. of a child, of a child of a certain minister, king had a very loyal minister. And he was, the minister loved the king loved his minister. And the minister had a child that was really not interested in this whole king business, being a member of the palace and so on. He wanted to have his own good time like all of his other friends. And every time he would act out of line with the way a palace child should act, people would tell him, it's totally unbefitting of someone in your stature to act that way. And he was really getting annoyed. Because he really just wanted to be a regular person. So he decided that he's going to go to a faraway land where nobody will know who he is. And he will take off his, the royal clothing, just like everybody else. And nobody will know who he is. He'll be able to act however he wants to. And so he does that, and it works for a while. And then he does something totally out of line, then he gets in trouble with the law. So he's put him into jail, and he's awaiting a sentencing. And he knows that the only person that can really save him from this terrible sentence that awaits him for doing whatever he did is the king. So he asks for an audience with the king. He appears before the king, and the king says, and he said, "Please, merciful king, have compassion on me." And the king says to him, "What merit should I have compassion on you?" He says, "I am the son of your loyal minister." "You? You're the son of my loyal minister? You don't dress like him. You don't change your name. You have a different name. You don't talk like him." It's very difficult to come out and say Avinu Ata when we've tried to hide that our entire life. When we otherwise choose not to appear like the son of the king, I think it's something we have to grow into. It's something we actually have to want to live like the child of a king if we want to use the merit of Avinu Ata. Okay. Shleimus of Avoida, who obeys Avchinat Gam Yachad, the perfection of Avoida is when these two concepts come together. The concept of children, the concept of servants. Shleimus of Avoida, Elam Kin, who bechilu rechimu, just like we learned before that there is no perfection of Avoida unless fear and love come together. So also these two concepts of children and servants need to come together. Just as we've written, being a Jew is not only the fact that you were born to Jewish parents. As a Yehudi, a person needs to be essentially a Jew. K'mechein, meaning that the person has to have Jewish feelings and Jewish, person has to be Jewish in their makeup. K'mechein, v'nin bonim atam Hashem lekechem. So also in this concept of you are children to Hashem, your God, it's tzorach lahasig shebe'etzem u'margish b'chinas bonim. The person has to reach a level that they feel like a child of the king. A person has to feel in his entire essence that he is a child to the Rabbi Nishlad. And that is only possible after that the person has cleansed his body and his neshama b'midas ha'yira with the concept of awe as a servant of Hashem, like achre yigia, and after that toil shiyomas atzmai, until he's really prepared to sacrifice himself, then he is worthy to be called children to Hashem, a child to Hashem. According to these words, we can understand that the tkiyah is on Rosh Hashanah. Shu tkiyah v'tchila, tkiyah v'amtsa, tkiyah v'saif. It starts with a tkiyah at the beginning, then a truah in the middle, and then tkiyah at the end. Tkiyah moral inyan chizuk v'simcha. Tkiyah represents a concept of strength and joy. As it says in the pasuk of Yom Simchaschem v'mayaldechem, on the day of your joy and on your yomtiv, with katam chatzaitri, you shall blow a tkiyah with your trumpets. The truah moral shivra ruach. Truah, which is a broken tone, represents a broken spirit. Ginuke ganach v'yilul yolo. It's supposed to represent sighing and crying. Chedav as it says in the pasuk, Yisavoyim v'chom v'aratzachem, v'atzara v'atzoyderatzachem, when time for war comes, then you should blow a truah with the trumpets. This is the tkiyah is the bonim, the truah is the avodim. Is when you have both of them. The beginning and the end has to be joy and strength. The concept of bonim, emtzi isoy, in the middle, meridas, bitterness, sheishmach, navshed, Hashem, the person should be able to pour out their soul to Hashem. But immediately afterwards, shuv yischazik b'b'chinis bonim, the person has to once again strengthen themselves as children. Koyach zam amta gadinim, that koyach we can sweeten the justice judgment.
Okay.